We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Explain how this is going to work.
Yeah, so what we're doing with the city, with Mayor Fulop and the city of Jersey City, is building a fully on-demand, dynamically routed public transit system. And so there will be a series of shuttle vans that sort of work in a network around Jersey City. And for users, all they'll need to do is request a ride through an app, or for users who prefer to call through a phone number, they can do that as well. They'll request a vehicle, and a vehicle will head to them within under 10 minutes, and they will only have to walk a block or two to get to their pickup, and they'll share a ride with other sort of residents that are heading in the same direction as them.
How is it determined where they need to meet the vehicle?
So we, VIA actually is a technology development company, and what we've done is built a series of algorithms that help determine the most efficient place for the customer to walk to for the pickup, and then the most efficient route that they can take to get to their destination while sharing with other people along the way. Yeah.
What is your sense of the market here, or maybe a different way to put it is, why do you think you're going to make money?
So the goal for us, and as Mayor Fulop alluded to in the press conference, this is a subsidized service. So it's designed to be a public transit service that Jersey City is subsidizing. And what we're aiming to do with the city is to specifically target areas of the city that are in need of more public transit and in which existing transit doesn't serve. And so we think there's a great opportunity to do that in some of the transit deserts within Jersey City. And our initial estimates, while very preliminary, are that we can grow ridership to be about 150,000 rides a month. But we'll work with Jersey City to make sure that we're serving the needs of the community as well as possible. And so if that means doing specific reach out or marketing or other things to target certain groups that we think are of highest need, we'll work very closely with the city as part of our partnership to do that.
So two things. How is this different than a traditional Uber or Lyft? And the second thing, how is this different than what you're doing in New York City now?
Yeah, so it's quite different than what we're doing in New York City in that we're doing this fully in partnership with Jersey City, and ultimately this will be a form of subsidized public transit. So each ride will only cost $2 a ride, which is obviously cheaper than what you'd get for a non-subsidized service of any sort. And so that makes it so it's much more accessible to sort of all residents of the city. It also is different than what Uber and Lyft are doing because it's a form of public transit, right? And so that means people are going to share the ride with other Jersey City residents when they take their trip. They may need to walk a block or two to get to their pickup. And ultimately, the aims of the service are ones that are to serve the public needs. So we're going to have an electric, sort of a fleet that has electric vehicles in it from the start. We are having a fleet that will be fully sort of ADA compliant, and we'll have vehicles that can serve wheelchair-bound passengers. And so in a lot of ways, we've worked very closely with Jersey City to make sure this is a service that meets the needs of the community in the way that public transit does, rather than what a private sort of service like Uber or Lyft might do.
If I want to ride, nobody from my neighborhood is going where I want to go. Do I have to wait? How does that work?
No, so either way, once you request the ride, the vehicle will come to pick you up. And so the strategy and the goal is to build up enough demand so that there are always people heading in the same direction as you through the VIA Jersey City service. And so, but we won't make you wait to find a match for your trip. We'll match you with other folks who are headed in the same direction. We find in our experience in developing these services that it is better to use the low price point and the shared rides to build up demand and to grow the sharing over time. And that's what we'll aim to do in Jersey City as well.
How many markets have a similar service to this, and what have you learned from them?
Yeah, so we're now doing, VIA operates in over 80 cities worldwide now, and about 75 of those are ones that are similar to the service in Jersey City, where there's subsidized services that we're doing in partnership with a transit agency or a city government like we are here in Jersey City. And we've learned a lot of different things in building those services. One of the biggest and most important things we've learned is that in order to make a service really successful, it's not just about growing ridership, but it's about serving the needs of the community well. So building a service that serves the zones that the community needs needs additional transit in that is accessible and serves all of the different types of folks that live in that community. So providing options like phone booking in addition to booking through an app. We know some residents of Jersey City and lots of other places are not yet comfortable with the technology to use an app. So we've also added a phone booking option over the course of time. We've added options to also be able to pay in cash or pay with a debit card for those who don't have a credit card. So building that flexibility is one of the key lessons we've learned over time and something we're excited to bring to Jersey City as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.